Hello, backstage. This is By Any Other Gnome, doing another questionnaire. Because I have no life, and this is how I choose to spend my Monday evenings, after eating entirely too much. So, this questionnaire was posted by Naughty Charlotte. It is the Lazy Sunday questionnaire, which I'm doing a day late. But fuck it. I figure I'll kill some time this way since I can't sleep. So, question one. If I could have any animal as a pet, which would it be? And this is things like money, space, and things like that don't matter. This is gonna sound really fucking cliche, but a wolf? Not for any, like, tribal or deeply spiritual reasons. I grew up in the backwoods and had many wild animal pets growing up. I had alligators, deer, had a bobcat, a various assortment of snakes that were caught, possums, but we also had a wolf. And she was the absolute sweetest thing I have ever seen in my entire life. We treated her like a dog. She slept in my bed until she was so big she started kicking me out of it. Only thing that differentiated her from a dog is she would kill anything that got into her enclosure, because we had a 1-acre enclosure for her. And anything that got back there, she would kill. Foxes, armadillos, cats. She'd break out and kill all of our neighbor's chickens. Kind of a pain in the ass, but I would love to do that again. She's probably the best pet I've ever had, and she was absolutely gorgeous. Number two, how is my ideal Sunday or any other day off spent? In bed with my partner, taking a long hike alone, recording porn all day, or something completely different? My ideal Sunday is a day where I do not have to wear real pants. And by that, I mean I can wander around my house in leggings or pajama bottoms or what the fuck ever. And I can do whatever. I can watch trashy TV. I can watch Judge Judy reruns all damn day. And that is perfect for me. No cooking, ramen for dinner kind of day. I love those when I get those. Number three, what is my favorite holiday and why? Christmas. Not for religious reasons, just because I like Christmas. Because I get to decorate my house like an absolute idiot and have fairy lights and Christmas-themed owls and all kinds of gaudy, sparkly decorations. And it's not weird. Also, presents. Also, I get to bake a lot of really cool desserts, and I get to use my special Christmas plates because I am an old lady and I have special Christmas dinnerware. I think I just immediately turned off anyone that listens to my audio. They're just, it's like, nah, fuck this chick. She has holiday-themed dishes. Alright, for favorite place I have ever visited. And feel free to let us know why. I think it's a tie. Because my first instinct is to say Dublin, Ireland. Because I went there as a teenager and absolutely adored it. But it's also a tie with Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. Because the thing is, Dublin was cool and all. And it was an awesome city, and I'd never been in a city that big before. But the thing is when I went to Puerto Vallarta, it was in a resort. And I had never before been on a beach vacation that did not involve lugging a fully stocked igloo cooler and like 2.5 semi-broken lawn chairs across a road to the beach, followed by a gaggle of children. So it was a fucking revelation, man. I sat on the beach and people brought me piña coladas to my chair. I didn't have to carry an ice chest. I didn't have to harass some teenager to help me lift a fucking lawn chair. It was amazing. Also, there were lizards everywhere. Little iguanas were swimming in the pool, and it was pretty freaking epic. Not too good with the sun, though. I burned ridiculously bad. Number 5. If I had to commit to one cuisine for the rest of the year, what foods would it be? Italian, Chinese, Middle Eastern, Indian, French, whatever. I'm gonna say Italian. Because pasta. Carbs are my friend. This, you can't go wrong with fucking pasta and red sauce, man. It's just, yes, all of the yes. Alright, number 6. Which artist band would I have loved to see in concert, can be dead or alive? I'm gonna say B.B. King. Because I had the opportunity to go see him, and it was just a little bit out of my price range. I think it was either go see him or pay a bill. And I, at the time, was like, you know what? He comes here every few months. I'll see him next time. And then he died. And I actually have the announcement of his death cut out, the newspaper hanging in my office. But I did not get to go see him, and I would love to be able to do that. 7. Mountains or beach? Well, I live on the beach now, so I'll take mountains. I like mountains. 8. A night in with board games or a night out dancing? I'm gonna say a night in with board games, because I have all the dancing abilities of a fork, and watching me try is, I think, an embarrassing experience for everyone. So, board games. 9. Do I have any quirks that people tease me for? Yes, I walk on my toes. At all times. I cannot turn it off. Even if I'm wearing heels, the heel of my shoe is hovering like 0.5 centimeter off the ground. I have been teased for that my whole life. I don't know why I do it. Some people joke that it's an attempt to make myself taller because I am very short. 10. Do I have a favorite star constellation? If yes, which is it? Not really. No. I'm not super big into star stuff. And like, the entirety of my experience with stars or learning about them was when I was a kid. Because when you live in the woods, you can see all the stars. And I do miss that now that I live in a town. But, yeah, I don't really have a favorite constellation. 11. What is a subject that you would love to learn more about, even if it's just that one thing you've always found interesting but never bothered to read up on? I want to learn how to code. I would love to learn that. I've tried. I've made efforts before, I think, to learn, like, C++. I don't know. I haven't bothered really trying or practicing since HTML was the big one. But I would love to learn that. I just never get around to doing it. Favorite emoji? I do not have one. I don't use emojis. Ever. So I would have to look, I guess. I think the only emoji I use is the thumbs up thing. And that's because I accidentally click it on Facebook Messenger. That's pretty much it. 13. Would I rather get a useless but super personal and thoughtful gift, or something very useful but generic, including money? I would rather get a useless but super personal and thoughtful gift. Because the things I like are very cute things or very sparkly things. And they're completely useless, but I am a magpie with a fucking nicotine addiction. I just like sparkly shit. So I will go with useless, but super personal and thoughtful, because my house is kind of filled with those sort of things. 14. What is my fancy culture of choice? Theater, history, or art museum, ballet, opera. I am going to say theater. Because I like going to those, especially like when they do the local versions of Broadway shows, because there's no way I can go to Broadway. But I enjoy those, like musical theater. 15. Ever had a case with a wanderlust? Yes. There are many days when I just want to throw everything away, buy a tow-behind camper, and just go live in a field somewhere far away. That's kind of like my depression thought. It's, fuck it, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go get a camper and go live back in the woods, but nice woods, not my crappy southern woods. God, I sound like a redneck when I say shit like that. You can take the girl out of the hick town, but you can't take the hick town out of the girl, apparently. All right, let's see. Now we have GWA sexual related questions. Ooh. So the first sexy question. Do I have a specific audio that I keep coming back to get the job done? Yes. I do. Well, I did. The user deleted their account. I don't even know if his audio is still up, but yes, I did. It was just a ramble fap. I liked his voice, and I like hearing man sounds. I like hearing men come. This is really weird when I say it out loud. Holy shit. All right, let's see. Speaking of specific phrases, is there a special phrase that always gets you hooked going in audio to real life? Yeah, kind of. I used to have a thing when people would say, "damn girl," or something like that. I don't know why. But yeah, I used to like that a lot. Other than that, "take it" is one I also like. 3. What is the first kink or fetish you discovered you had? Being restrained. Not even necessarily bondage, but just either being tied down or being pinned down. Yeah, I found out I liked that really early on. 4. Do really stereotypical porn scenarios like teacher, student, sexy secretary, or nurse work for me? If no, why not? If yes, what are some of my favorite ones? Not really. I don't know. This whole audio porn thing is actually a bit odd for me, considering, because when I watch porn, I don't turn the audio on. But for some reason, I'm fine listening to it here. I don't know. But the stereotypical porn scenarios, like the plot build-up, doesn't really do it for me. I think that's why I like ramble faps so much. 5. Have I found a person yet which I were nearly perfectly compatible to in bed? I don't think so. No. Because there's usually a whole lot of negotiation that goes into things. And I feel like if it were someone I were completely compatible with, that wouldn't be necessary. Because
I wouldn't have to ask for this certain thing, or they wouldn't have to ask for this certain thing, because we just both want to do that. And bonus question. Why did I do that? Jesus. Alright. I'm a sucker for pet names. What's my favorite one? Or do I just hate them all? No, I like pet names. I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but you don't know who I am, so it's slightly okay. My favorite pet name ever is Baby Doll. I don't know why. It just is. Baby Girl is a close second, but Baby Doll is like, dude. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's good having someone call me Baby Doll. It's like panty dropper, instant. I don't know why. So yeah, you've sat and listened to me ramble and probably curse a lot because I'm really tired. And every other word tends to be fuck when I'm tired. If you sat through it this long, well done. You get a virtual cookie. Because I can't send you real cookies. I'm gonna go the fuck to sleep now. I think that's what I'm gonna do. Thank you for listening, GWA, if you bothered to listen. Have a good night.